Proverbs chapter 15, verse 31 says, "He who listens to a life-giving rebuke will be at home among the wise." There are rebukes that are life-giving that you can share with someone, or you might be on the receiving end, but they're well-timed, they're truthful, they're done in love, and they can be a turning point. And so in our conversations, in our relationships, we need to include life-giving rebukes. And in fact, even though they might sting a little at first, they're healing. And for the long term, they're so important. So I want to encourage you to pray for courage that you might receive and give those life-giving rebukes well. And here's a quick test. Do you talk more about people or with people? A key difference. Talking about people, they're not around, discussing them, sometimes it can lead to gossip and slander. Or do you talk with people, face-to-face, live, in the same room? If you're someone whose ratio is a little off and you're talking a lot about people instead of with them, it's definitely time to pray for courage. Have some honest conversations. Trust God with the results. That's true wisdom.